Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaum scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Tate moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey takes first base on ball four. Farrell moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Sissel moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey throws to first for 1, and Blue throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sissel scores. Reynolds scores. 2 runs are unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke bunts for a single. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Maynish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. O'Rourke scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Kress steals second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kimsey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Kimsey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan moves to third. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Faber for the out. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Manish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Manish reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a line drive towards the mound. Kimsey catches it and throws to first to double up Reynolds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Com moves to third. Tate moves to second. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. The ball gets by O'Rourke, who chases it down. There goes Tate trying to score. He's caught in a rundown. There's the throw to the plate, and back over to Kress, who tags Tate for the out. Berg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.